Okay, we're up to Kuf Tes Vav on the base, the bottom. Omer Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvorim. The matzah, the Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is said over the matzah. And it's not that it's Toli Zebezeh. Some hold, there is a sheet that holds, if you don't have matzah, therefore you're not chayiv, and you can't be Makayim the mitzvah, at least, of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Pashas, there's two separate things. It's l'chatzil, it should be said over the matzah. But the Evid, if there's no matzah, still is a mitzvah, Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'oni Malov Dvorim Harbe. Dover Acher, Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv. Ma Ani Shadarko Beprusa, Afkan Beprusa. Afkan Beprusa, Lavorich Alachilas Matzah, Ustay Shleimos Maisina, Mishum Hamotzi. The brach al achilas matzah, which is yotzi, the mitzvah of matzah, there you do it on a broken piece. You break it and you make it on the half that's left, the side from the other half you take away for the afikomen, because it's lechem oni. So an oni eats a prusa. He doesn't eat a whole loaf. But you still need two other whole matzahs besides that for lechem mishnah. The logar mishar yomim tovim shetzorich litzoal shtei kikros ubotzei me'achos me'ashleimos. Rashi holds that every yontif you have to have lechem mishnah. Tosfos brings down because what's it called, the man didn't fall on yontif either. He brings a kasha to that. It says v'kidashto mikol hazmanim by Shabbos, and that's with the man. Mashma that it's the man did fall on yontif. So machlokas taka whether you need lechem mishnah on yontif or not, whether the man fell on yontif or not. And there's also machlokas over here, what exactly you have to do to be yotze that lechem mishnah. Some shitas hold that the grua passions like that lahalacha, that you only need one matzah and a half. And that's called lechem mishnah, because on Pesach the prusa is considered like a shlema. So you only have to make a bracha for lechem mishnah on one and a half. And the way Rashbam learns is that you have two whole matzahs to make a motzi, and then the alachilas matzah is on the half. And others hold, yeah, taka need three matzahs. One you break, two for lechem mishnah, but you still make the motzi on the prusa too. Everything's done on the prusa, but you have two whole matzahs there to be mitztarif, so when you make the bracha, there's at least two whole matzahs there also. But the ikar bracha is on the prusa, both for the motzi and for the alechilas matzah. And that's not what we do. We do lemaisa like the Rashbam, that we make the motzi on the top matzah together with the bottom one, and then the alachilas matzah on the middle matzah, and we use the bottom matzah for korech. Dover acher, another pshat in lechem oni, madarko shel oni hu masik the ishto ofa, afkan nomi hu masik the ishto ofa. He lights the oven and keeps it going hot while his wife is putting the matzah into the oven. Because you don't want to waste fuel. And Oni doesn't have a lot of fuel. She wants to bake the bread immediately. The fuel will run out and it will be cold before he has a chance. So oskin shnehem, zeb hesek ha-tanur v'zeb isa. Afkan hu masik ishto ofa kadesh lo tachmitz. So Rashbam learns the idea of lechem oni is you have to do it quickly. Just like an oni bakes his bread quickly. Rav Haigon says that the idea over here is to tell me that they should do it yourself. He doesn't have other people doing it. He doesn't have bakers or waiters or whatever doing it for him. They do it themselves, that there's an inyan to bake your own matzah. That's the hiddur mitzvah. If charosis is not a mitzvah, why do you bring it? Why do you dip the maror into charosis if it's not a mitzvah? Because of the kofa. So we had yesterday that Rashbam says kofa is sraf hachazeres kosher huvari ke'eres. It's the sap inside the maror is very, very strong, and it's like a poison. It's like the what's it called, the juice of onions, and therefore this has to the charoses neutralizes it. Tosfos says that kotha is a tolas. It's a worm, a bug. And l'chora how you're allowed to eat the mora then. Even if you kill it, Levi's not allowed to eat dead bugs either. But the halacha is, at least according to the ones that say it's a worm, that worms that are born inside a vegetable, so they're not osur until they come out. So as long as they're inside, they're not osur afilu to eat. So as long as to eat it alive is a danger. But to kill it, eat it dead, and it never came out of the vegetable, that's not sheretz hashoretz al haaretz, is mutter. And there's a third shita that the kafa is, that it causes bloating. That it causes gases. And by putting it in charosis, it's like Tums. It takes away the bloating of your stomach. Okay. Omar Avasi, kafa de chasa chama. The kafa, either kind of worm, or the kind of eris, or the kind of problem it causes to your stomach, of levis, is chama. So the way of dealing with that, this worm or the whatever, is with hot water. Rashbam, kofa dechasa, mishocha chazeres, the chola b'shvila kofa, you got sick because of the worm, or because of the juices. Then yochal tznon v'yirapi. So you should eat, what's it called, kofa dechasa chama, should, what's it called, eat something hot, drink something hot. Kofa dechama karsi. Second. Kofa dechasa chama. Kofa dechama karsi. If what's kofa dechama karsi, mishachal tznon. The kashalo. Oh, chama over here means what's it called, a radish. You should eat a radish. If you ate lettuce that has kofa, eat a radish. And if you ate a radish that has kofa, then what's it called? Eat karsi. Kress. Mishachal tznon de kashalo yochal karsi. Krishi. Kofa de karsi chamimi. And if you ate karsi that has a worm in it, then drink hot water. Chamimi yishta maim chami. Kofa de kulu chamimi. The truth is that the cure for all of kofas, ultimately, is drinking hot water. Adahachi v'hachi neimahachi. Until you have a chance to get the hot water, say the following incantation. Kofa kofa darchinolach uleshev b'nasayach uletimnei kaloseich. I remember your seven daughters and your eight daughters-in-law. So it's an incantation. Okay. Kofa de kulu chamimi eresh shel kol hayirakos maim chamim refu lohem. The pungent juices, the sap in all of the different kinds of vegetables, if you drink hot water, it counteracts it. Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Tzadik omer mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Tzadik says, charosus is a mitzvah, my mitzvah. Rabbi Levi omer zecher l'tapuach. It's a zecher to the tapuach. Rashbam says, zecher l'tapuach, m'secha sota, shal yoldo shom b'neim below etzet. They used to go out into the fields and have their children under a tapuach tree. Tosfos other places says tapuach is not what we call an apple, but it's an esrig. But here he doesn't say bedavka that it's an esrig, it could be a regular apple. Shelo yakiru ben mitzvim. The mitzvim shouldn't see and get the children and kill them. Yosiv tachas ha-tapuach or articha. Others say it's tafuach. They used to carry their loads on their shoulders, and they used to get sores from it. Boils. They used to, blow up. So it's a zecher to that. Rabbi Yochanan omer zecher letit. It's a zecher to the mortar that they made. Omer Abaye hilchot tzorek likuhuye v'tzorek lismuche. The way the Rashbam learns is, therefore, in order to mekayim both, zecher letapuach, you have to put in apples, which are acidic. If it's an esrog, it's even better. Very acidic. And also the smucha, you have to make it with tavlinim or whatever, so it looks like tit, looks like straw, looks like mortar. Lekuhuye zecher letapua. Tzorich lesmuche zecher letit. Tanya kavoshid Rabbi Yochanan, tavlin zecher letevin, charoses zecher letit. You put the tavlin into the charoses, zecher letevin. The charoses itself you make looking like mortar. On Rabbi Elazar Ritzadik, kacha you omrim, tigrei charach. This is what the people who sold through their windows explained, that since it was Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do regular business. So they used to sell through the windows of the store to make a shinui. But since it was Sorech Yontif, they were allowed to keep their stores open. They had to sell tavlinim for the sake of the charosis. Tigrei charach shem Yerushalayim, and some say it's tigrei hadoch, the people who sold things that you have to mash. Grind up tavlinim. Both tulachem tavlin lemitzvah. Buy your tavlin to put into the charosis, the zecher the tit, and the zecher the tevin, which is a mitzvah. Lismuche lichtosh bo yirakos harbe kadeshi yave. You have to put a lot of vegetables in, so it's thick. It looks like mortar. Vitzorich lekuhuye lahakul bo tapuchim. You also have to put in apples. The ispekiyua zecher tapuach. Vitzorich lismuche zecher tit. Tavlin besamim shematilin becharosa zecher tevin. You also put besamim in, like ginger and cinnamon. We're not talking about ground up. Whole pieces of cinnamon and ginger, it looks like straw. Shekochim bo hadag zecher letit. You also grind up the other one so it looks like mortar. So you have a zecher for the tevin and a zecher for the mortar. Tigrei charach kamo meitzitz min acharakim. The Ramesham looks through the windows. Chenvonim hayosh miyotzuchan yuseyim umochem. They sit by their stores, and like we said, some say they've got to sold through the windows, not through the regular place, because to make a shinui, because it was Erev Pesach. Okay. Also, they say Tosus brings down that you make charosis and you put in peiros that Klal Yisrael are domed to. For instance, in Shir Hashirim, Tachas HaTapuach, Kefelech HaRimon, you put in pomegranates, Te'ena, you put in Tamarim, Egozim. All these things are mentioned in Shir Hashirim that Klal Yisrael compared to. They also go into the charosis. So you have apples and cinnamon and ginger and nuts and all these other fruits. That's the recipe for charosis. Okay, mazgulo kosheni. Now they pour the second cup, and that's when they're okir the shulchan. So the child asks, right? He's induced to ask questions. And Mela v'chan haben shoel aviv, and here's where the child asks the in the ein das the then aviv melamda. That the child doesn't know on his own, the father teaches him how to ask. The Rosh holds that since the Torah said ki yishol chabincha, and then it says the gadatol levincha, the mitzvah of hagad is only if your child asks. Min haTorah, it's only if he asks. If he doesn't ask, there's no mitzvah min haTorah. So therefore, there's an inyan thing. You can't ask. Teach him how to ask, so you'll have the mitzvah min haTorah. Manishtana alayla zemi kol alaylo, shebechol alaylo son wochen chometz u'matzah, alayla zeh kulo matzah. Other nights you can eat chometz or matzah, tonight's only matzah. Shebechol alaylo son wochen shari rakos, alayla zeh morah. All other nights we eat other vegetables, any vegetable you want. Tonight, specifically morah. It doesn't say kulo morah, because we eat other vegetables too, especially we have the first kibul, the chatchilas, with other vegetables. Others have the girsa kulo morah, and it's not going on the fact that you only eat morer, but you eat morer, which is totally morer. You can't cook it or do it something else with it that takes away the mariris. It has to be kulo morer. Shebechol alelu sanu ochlim basar tzli shalukum avushol. All other nights we can eat all kinds of preparations of meat. Halayla zeh kulo tzli. Tonight everything is roasted. And that goes according to the mandiomer that says that even the chagiga had to be roasted. So everything is roasted. Not only the Korban Pesach. Shebechol aleilos anu. With the shadow of what the gears in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to speak about it. Anu matbilim pamachas halayla zeh shtei pamim. All nights we only dip once. Tonight we dip twice. The Gemara is going to ask on that. Who said you have to dip once any night? The fidaito shel ben ovi malamdo, and then the answer the father gives according to the capabilities of the child. Maschil bignus mesayim b'sheva. You start with the bad and you end with good. The Doresh mi Arami Ovi Ovi Akshigmar Kola Parsha Kula. And you also darshan the Parsha of Arami Ovi Ovi, which is the short version a very, in a nutshell, of Yitzhiyas, of what you call Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Okay, let's see the Rashban. The Kan HaBen Sholos Aviv, Kan B'Mezigas Kosheni. Now, when you pour the second cup, and you're not eating, so the kid is wondering what's going on. We made Kiddush, we ate some vegetables, now we're pouring a second cup. Right, why don't we eat? HaBen Sholos Aviv, Imuchacha Manishtana Achshav Shemozin Kosheni Kodem Achila. Rabbeinu Kibun Rab, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yaakov, Rashi had from his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yaakov Ben Yaakov, V'chein HaBen Sholos. Now's the proper time, not now, but the child properly asks here. Kamo kein beno slavchad, kolomer din hu sheyeshov mzikas kosheni manishtana. Here's the proper place to ask. Haben shoel, not kan haben shoel. Madbilim pamachas, tibul yurakas besol chasuda. All other nights we dip once vegetables. The Gemara parach, like Gemara's going to ask, who said you have to dip any time is the rest of the year? Shtei pamim, tibul rishon deshar yurakos, v'tibul sheni demor. Halayla zekulo tzlib, is mancha beis hamikdash kaim ha-yeshoel kein. This question was asked in the time of the beis hamikdash. We substituted with the question of haseba, which they didn't ask in the time of the beis hamikdash, because then they used to eat all their meals haseba. So there was no difference. We don't eat haseba, so, and we don't have korban pesach, so we substitute the haseba for korban pesach. Well, if he died or so ben ovid malamdo, im meivin harbe yifarish hakol. If he understands a lot, tell him everything. If not, tell him what he can understand. That's why the Chacham gets the answer, Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach. I'll be going to tell him everything till the last halacha. Maschel Bignus Meforish Mugmara. Okay, Tanu Rabbanim. Chacham Beno Shoalo. If the child is a Chacham, Chacham Beno Shoalo. If the child is a Chacham, then he asks himself. Din Eino Chacham, if the child's not a Chacham, he doesn't know how to ask, Ishto Shoalo Aso. The Mishnah says you teach the kid to ask. Don't go to the wife. They say it's talking where you have a kid who can't even learn. He's too small for that. So you can't even teach him to ask. Then, the next, if there's no other children to ask, then the wife comes. Dim lav, who surely asks him. If he has no wife, then ask yourself. The ikar is it should be done derech shayla tshuva. And like the Rosh said, if you don't have a child to ask, min haTorah, there's no chiyuv anymore. Vafilu shnei talmidei chacham shiyodim b'hilchos haPesach, shoyalim zeh lazeh. Even two Talmidei Chachamim, it's not the idea that you have to ask because you don't know. You have to ask because that's the derech of Sipur Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. One of the differences between Zechiras Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim and Sipur is that the Sipur comes through asking and answering, whereas Zechira is just remembering. Shevachol alaylo sonu matbilin pamachas, alaylo azeh shtei pamim. Maskif lo rova, atu kol yom lo sagi lo matbe lo chad zibna. Every night you have to dip once, right? Elo Omer Rava Hachiktani. Shebechol Aleilos Einanu Chayovim L'Tabel. Afilu Pab. We don't have to do it even once. Alayla Zesh. Today we have to do it twice. Maskev Lorav Safra Chiyuv L'Dardiki. There's no Chiyuv to do. The first one's only to make the kids ask. It's not a Chiyuv as if there's some kind of mitzvah to be tovel the first time. It's a means to make the kids ask. That's not called a Chiyuv. Elo Omer Rav Safra Hachiktani. Einanu Matbilin Afilu Pamachas. During the year, we don't have to be matbil even once. Halayla zeh, but tonight, we do it twice. One of them is a chiyuv, because of morer, and the other one is to make the kids ask. But we might do it twice. And there, we don't have to do it even once. Atu kol yom lo sagid lo matbilinan, diktoni shebechol halaylos onu matbilin pamachas, aval ashebechol halaylos onu ochlin shar yirokos lekon mifrach. Can't ask less the same thing. You have to eat vegetables every night. Every night we eat other vegetables, and tonight we eat more. Right? The hashem hachikomer b'chol alelus in onem machaz rin achar more. We can eat any vegetable we want. We don't look dafka for more. Tonight we look dafka for more. So there's no kash on that. But we don't have to dafka go dip every night. Chiyuv the dardiki bitmiya hamishum hakerit hinokos kedei shalav kamdina. We don't do it as a chiyuv. We do it as an instrument to make the child ask. That's not a chiyuv. Elom Rav Safra mihocha shaminan dehochi islan lemeimer. So we'd say that the proper phraseology of the question is shebechol alelus einonu matbilin afilu pamachas. Right? The ha'omer einonu chayovin l'tabel shibu shubi yadol. You have the other gears. The Gemara was both matcha that gears. Okay. Maschil bignus. Umesayim b'shevach, my gnus, what gnus do you start with? Rav Amar Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zorah Ovde Avodah Gilulim Hoy Avoseinu. You start with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael Ruchnius wise. That in the beginning we were all Ovde Avodah Zorah. Even Avram Avinu was in Ovde Avodah Zorah in the beginning, right, till he was three. And his father also. Rav Amar Mitchila Ovde Avodah Shmuel Amar Avodim Hayinu. Shmuel says you start with the physical Gnus, that we were Avodim in Mitzrayim. Omer le Rav Nachum le Doru Avdei, Avdo the Mapik, and then the Shevach, the Chor will be the same thing, the Shevach, the Gnus of Klal Yisrael, and the Shevach is, V'yatar Kervonu Hashem Lavodoso. And the Shevach of the Avodim Hayinu is, V'achshav V'yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Others say Shevach means Shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom. You start with the Gnus, and you end being Mishabeach, the Rabbanu Shalom, which is the Brachos, and the end of the Haggadah of Shevach, Lefichach anochnu chayovim, lehodos lecho, and so on. Omer le Rav Nachman le Doru Avdei. Now Rav Nachman said to his Eved Doru, Avda the mapik le mori lecherus. Let me give you, tell them, what would you say in the following scenario? An Eved was set free by his master. The Yoivle Kashba Vidahav, and he gave him silver and gold. My boy Le Memerle. What does the Eved have to say to that master? Omerle, boy Lo Duya, Ishvucha. He has to thank him and praise him. Omerle, Patros Milom Ramanishtana. So you pointed out, right, very clearly that we have to do that tonight. Tonight's different in the fact that we have a Chiyuv of Shevach and Hodor to the Rabbanu Shalom because he took us out of Egypt and gave us a lot of money. We don't have to say Manishtana, and Tosus, like I said before, that doesn't mean that they didn't say Manishtana. He got him to realize something special, and then he asked the Manishtana, or the, one of the children asked the Manishtana, and then they didn't have to repeat the Manishtana, they said Avodim Hayinu. But others learn Kataka, there's no chiyuv to say Manishtana, the Feirish, these things. There's a chiyuv to point out that the night is special and different. So if you did it some other way, you had an Eved tell you that that what happened tonight makes it special and makes a chiyuv to be moda and mishabeya, then you yotze the concept of manishtan. You don't have to say the words itself. Posach v'yomer la'achas shiva sabed. Rashbam says like Tosis. After the child asked, they said avodim hayinu. They didn't have to go back and repeat the manishtan. His chalomer avodim hayinu. The gomer hagod b'shevach v'hodoah. Kalomar Kane also Lanakanish Baruch Hu Shayinu Avodim Valtzionu Misham.